Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hawk Topics time because Steve Hawk is here. Hey.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, man?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Man.
Got up early, got a good walk in, had a conversation with some deer.
Oh.
They didn't talk back, though. That's the nice thing about conversing with a deer. They don't talk back.
Yeah.
I mean, my morning was excellent just conversing with deer. And then I had to start talking to people.
Have I?
they had more to say, didn't
Ruined.
They?
Ruined.
Yeah, they do talk. Yeah.
Have I ever asked you the question, have you ever been startled by an animal on a walk?
I don't believe you have, and the answer is absolutely quite often.
What's the one that gets you? It could just be a deer, I suppose.
Sometimes I don't even know, because I walk in the dark.
I
walk through, yeah.
With your dog?
No,
so
sometimes
brave.
He's getting to be an elder.
Okay.
Doesn't like to get up at 4:30 with me.
I understand that.
And so I just say, peace out. I don't have time to play these games.
And yeah, he's just like laying there. Doesn't seem not interested.
Exactly. He'll curl up at the back of the, he'll go to the crate and curl up at the back of the crate. Like, I don't want to go.
Like, this is not subtle anymore.
So, wimp.
Hawk, when you go on this morning walk then by yourself without the dog.
Man.
And it's dark.
Yeah.
And you're in the trails in the wooded areas.
Yeah.
Are you carrying in your hand like your car keys with a key sticking out so that if someone tries to attack you poke their eye?
I like what you did there, Kevin.
Do you have spray? Do you have
a bell?
Anything to protect yourself?
A horn, air horn.
I have a little 4-inch flashlight that I seldom turn on. I bring it just in case.
Huh.
I want to see what is killing me.
I don't like any of your answers so far.
No, I don't either.
We have moose in the area, and those are the ones that will get me to leave. Deer, they will run. They hate me.
I understand.
But the moose would rather fight. And so I don't like to mess around with moose. And twice a year, it's pretty predictable. And neighborhood app is like, oh, there they are. So we all know when the moose are around. Yeah.
Moose on the loose, yeah.
And when it's their time, I maybe will avoid the field and just kind of walk around.
I don't like anything you've said so far. I feel like you should do something else.
I feel, this morning when the whole deer thing happened, I was thinking of what would happen if I actually got into a fight with a deer. If I came and talked to Jay and Kevin and I'm all mangled and beat up and I got black eyes.
Man. So you're thinking like a deer got up on its hind legs and started to get...
Like a kangaroo. We just started boxing.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could get a shot in. Here's what I was thinking this morning. And isn't this silly?
Yeah.
I thought, what if I did get a shot in? And so I'm up there and I get this and I clock him right on the side of the jaw.
Yeah.
Who's really going to be hurt more, me or him? That's what I was thinking this morning. I bet you I'd break my knuckles before I hurt him.
I might make him mad.
Exactly. Well, yeah, he's really going to get mad for sure. And then he's just like...
I love that sound effect.
Just on your face with his hoofs. Just faster. So, and you're just trying to get one shot in.
Yeah. But luckily, it's not a kangaroo. It's a deer, and he ran away.
What if I feel like you should have some bear spray or something.
No, I don't. I've never, in all of my years of being there.
Well, you just jinxed it.
I don't see nothing. I mean, I look for things. I hear the coyotes across the river, but I don't ever see them in my neighborhood.
You're supposed to have a bell on. You're supposed to, so you don't scare anything.
They always say, oh, there's cougars and bears and panthers coming down from the hills. And I was like, well, no, I don't see them.
Okay, well, we're just watching out for you. We're just concerned for your health.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I can take it. I can take them.
Okay.
I grew up in the valley.
Famous last words.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a valley tough guy.
Yeah, heck yeah. Went to U High.
Valley tough guy.
Valley
here.
Tough guy.
Yeah. Steve Hawk is here for Hawk Topics.
Valley tough guy, you mean?
Valley tough guy. Steve Hawk, Valley tough guy.
Yeah, all those super hams from Thrifties.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm. Which was a good recommendation, by the way.
Isn't it? I was just there the other day and had a super ham.
No way.
It was so good. Yeah. So good.
Do you have a winter coat?
Yeah. I don't wear it much. I wear it on my walks.
Okay. But like on a regular, other than that, because you're obviously out for an extended period of time, so you might need it. But other than that, I've never seen you wear it to work.
I didn't. Actually, somebody said this morning, where's your coat? In my house.
Right.
I go from my house to my car, from my car to the shop.
Yep.
Shop.
That's
to
why
the
I
car,
feel like wearing
car.
A winter coat to work is not really that, that big of a deal. Yeah. I never do.
Or that common, maybe.
Maybe there'll be the day. It's 15 below and the wind's blowing and I have to park out there in the parking.
Or when we're going to have to scrape snow off the car at the end of the day.
That's the one.
But the number of days that you might wear a winter coat in a year Handful?
A handful.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Kevin was saying he doesn't, I don't think I've ever seen Kevin wear a winter coat.
Yeah. I like sweatshirts. I mean, because if you're doing the short distance thing and I don't work outside holding signs.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Nah. I just throw on a pullover.
A pullover. A hoodie.
Yeah. I like a pulley.
You put a pulley on
my head.
Is that your favorite article of clothing?
That keeps me warm.
I love those pullies.
It's got a pulley on my head.
What about I'm trying to think of what a hoodie and a pulley could be together. If you did the other way around.
Holy?
No, it doesn't work.
Should have quit while I was ahead.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Sorry. That's my bad.
Hot Topics.
Sometimes one more just doesn't work.
Yeah, I took you down a weird path. Sorry.
That was one weird path.
It really
path,
was. I apologize.
Well, and this is,
tough guy.
We talked about you being out in the dark in the morning.
Yeah.
Your safety.
Yes.
Have you ever had what's happened to me this morning happen to you? I was coming here to the station. It's very early. It's very dark.
Hmm?
And so I'm turning off of Howard onto Sharp, the back street to get into our back gate.
Right. Yep.
And I
not turned, a very heavily no, traveled road no, at no, any no, time
no,
of day.
No.
Just for reference for those listening.
Yes. And as I'm driving down that road, I am now excited because the heater in my car is actually blowing warm air.
Oh,
I have such a short drive.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so I kind of was turning it up. You know, I was like, oh, it's getting the 80s. Like, that feels good blowing on me. So I'm not driving very good. I'm not really paying attention. But I do realize that the car behind me seems to be like following me, like turned. And so I was like,
And again, turning down that road at that hour, nothing's open. There's not even very many businesses. One business?
Mm-hmm. He's like, detailed.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like, okay. So then I kind of pull over a little bit and slow down. I'm still coasting. I'm still moving. But the car kind of does the same thing behind me.
Just moving over to the side?
Yeah, then I thought they didn't go around me. And I thought, I am not opening the gate. Because that's what happens. I open the gate, that person comes in, and it's like, oh, yeah.
He's looking for Steve Hawk because of the walking thing.
Right,
yeah.
I'm here.
Valley Tough Guy here. I'm going to take him out.
I'm going to take out the Valley Tough Guy.
Take out the tough guy. Everybody else just falls in line. Where's Hawk? I want him. I thought,
I don't need all that responsibility on me. I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
So I just kept going all the way down to Washington, and then I turned again. He followed me.
No kidding.
He's still following.
He's circling the block.
He's going the same way.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, God, I don't like this.
Daddy Scatty.
And then I got to Washington, and now I'm like, okay, I'm going to play the game. I'm not signaling which way I'm going.
Yeah. Ooh,
tricky.
And I'm in the middle lane, so I can just go wherever. And then I get right to Boone, and I whip through illegally. Cut through from the middle lane to turn right.
Yeah, that a boy.
So now you're like Bo Duke and you're trying to lose this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I realize as I look back, he is now kind of sitting in the intersection of Boone and Washington and just sitting there. And the next thing I know, he finally turns left. And I realize, okay, this guy was just lost. He had no idea what he was doing. Lost, following me, probably just furious. Like, are you the worst driver ever?
Just go.
Oh, my God.
Just go.
I don't want to be on this
street. Oh, my gosh. Go already.
So have you ever had that where you felt like someone was following you?
Well, absolutely, but I kind of knew they were.
Really?
Well, they really were.
Yeah. Wow. Because you knew the person?
No, because they didn't like something I did.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so they wanted to talk to me.
So this was a little bit of road rage is what you're saying.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And I just
what's your philosophy on that? You just keep driving, or
I was in the situation where I'm coming to work and he's following me. He's like, well, I'm not going to let you just follow me into work.
Yeah.
So then it was like, okay, how long are you going to follow me? I'm just going to drive around town.
Yeah.
I'm not going to engage you. I'm not going to give you the pleasure of conversation.
Right. Yeah.
I have nothing to say to you.
Yeah, that's probably.
I already
smart.
Made it clear how I feel.
Yeah.
We've already established how we feel about each other. We don't need to talk about it.
No other discussion needed.
I don't have anything else to say. I already said it.
I remember one time, Steve,
a few words and gestures, everybody.
Tough guy.
Yeah. It's me, Valley Tough Guy.
Yeah, I had a guy follow me one time. Same sort of deal with a little road rage incident, whatever. Nothing that either one of us should have been proud of.
Right.
But he was not going to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And was getting pretty aggressive. And so finally, I was just like, okay, I'm going crazy mode. And I did the thing where I just pulled myself up and made me look as big as possible in my car. And I started smacking my head and just going, woo!
Oh my goodness, Kevin.
Like, come on. I was like, come on, like doing this.
Wow.
Like acting like a crazy man.
And then suddenly he just turned and left. And I thought, well, it was risky because if it didn't work, we were in it.
Right. Tough guy. Smacking your own head? Yeah. What the heck?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, yeah, that is a mistake. You don't ever set an alarm in Vegas.
No, that was silly. Also, who flies out of Vegas at 5:20? Well, people want to save money. That's how that works.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
No one wants to fly out.
I know the answer. Miserable people.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Our buddy Steve Hawk is here for Hawk Topics on this Wednesday.
Love coming in here.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate it. We love having you, obviously. I was pretty impressed that you knew which Duke brother drove.
Oh, heck yeah. Bo and Luke?
Yeah. Was there ever an episode where Luke drove?
Sure, he got in sometimes.
Did he?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Oh, wow.
They couldn't get in, you know, they had their sides. Yeah, I mean, they're going to slide across the hood and get in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or I'm just going to jump in on this side.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of cool looking that the doors didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
super cool.
Yeah, but if you're just like a regular person going to work, and you're like,
it's not convenient.
I really wanted to kind of weld my Toyota doors closed.
Yeah, I think it was a thing for a while.
And just try to get in. Well, yes. I mean, like yesterday. Oh, yeah. On my Camry, I wanted.
The only bad thing is that the window's down. I mean, what are you?
We've all done it, right? Where you've had the window down and you've gone through the window to try to be like the Dukes.
Well, yeah, when I was a little bit younger, smaller.
Same.
Certainly. Dumber. Yeah, yeah. I have a car now that sometimes because it's old and junky, the one I'm driving today, actually.
I love that car.
I bet you do. And it won't open from the inside.
Oh.
Like you, even if you unlock it, the whole thing, you have to roll the window down, take the key out, put the key in the outside.
Oh, really? You need a key even.
And unlock it. Yeah, there's no remote for it. And you unlock it, then you can get out, or you have to do the Duke Boys.
Wow. And you choose key, don't you?
Oh, every time. Kidding me?
What about traveling over the console and exiting?
I've thought of that, too.
Does that one open from the inside?
It does, okay. Yeah. I've done it, but it's easier to just get the key out.
There's nothing fun about that.
Because also, then, at that point, it's a small car. And trying to get over the console?
Yeah. I mean, climb out the window.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just as hard.
You know, hit my knee on the stick shift, and I hit this, and then I'm trying to get through, and it's not worth it. Yeah, climb out the window or get the key. But that's weird. I am, Steve.
Knowing the struggles that you have to go through with that car, I'm surprised that I see it as often as I do.
Gas prices?
I'm a tightwad.
Literally, this morning when I saw that car, Jay, I kind of chuckled.
Yeah.
And I just said, gotta love this guy, man. Yes. he is just not going to... He's not going to give in.
I'm assuming that you've taken the panel off on the inside of that door and have tried to reconnect.
I have not done that. Oh, no. I just don't, hey, I'm gonna let out a secret. I just don't lock it.
Oh, right then.
I mean.
Well, you don't need to here. We're super safe.
There's nothing in it. I've made sure of it.
What about the stereo?
I mean, I dare you. seriously, it's like I've thought about it a million times. Like, I should probably lock it. I'm sure my wife would be like, what? You don't lock it? I'm like, honey, I've emptied it completely out. Yeah. There is literally nothing in there. So I'm just like, I just won't lock it.
There's plenty to choose from. The people that want to get into a car, they have a lot to choose from.
I don't know that they would go for mine first.
I think they're looking to see what is beneficial for me. I have to take the time to do this. I want to make sure it's worth it.
Producer Steve and I, yesterday, we went to lunch. We did a little Facebook Live thing, and we did the whole, kicked off Christmas Wish and, Delish Hamburgers. They, every Tuesday and Wednesday, if you get one of their doubles, they donate $1.
Ah,
so
lunch.
We had doubles.
Plans now.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we were like, I go, do you want to drive? And he hates to drive, which is why I asked him, because I wanted to be in the car when he drove. Kevin, have you been in his car?
Yeah.
And it's only
while he's driving?
Yeah, one time, and I don't remember why. It was early, like when he first moved here.
Does he drive exactly like you would think he would drive?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's only, what, 7 blocks from here, maybe?
It's, like, yeah, less than
maybe
a mile.
Maybe less than
I think it's 0.8 or something.
How long did it take you to get there?
You know, 3 minutes or something. Yeah.
May I say that I don't hate driving. I just prefer not to.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So he hates driving. Okay. And so right. I'm like, hey, you want to go? You want to go in my car? He goes, I don't know. Do I? I said, I don't know. It makes a lot of cool noises. Maybe we go in there.
I always think it's the coolest, right? Because I would imagine some people who listen to the radio or whatever, and they're like, that's Jay Daniels. You know, he's been on the radio for 30 years. He's kind of a Spokane legend.
Sure
right?
is. Oh, geez.
And I think maybe with some of the other radio people that have been in this town for a long time, I mean, most of them are all gone now, but I mean, I think you would see them and you would maybe go, oh, look, they're driving an Acura or whatever,
yes.
right? And then you'd see Jay Daniels and think, well, he's going to have a cool car, I bet. And him and Steve pull up in that thing, spitting and sputtering. And
oh, we're always spitting and sputtering.
2004 Kia Optima. Let's go. Half the paint missing.
That's all right.
I don't know.
That's okay.
It
gets us from point A to point B.
I just don't care. You know, it's just one of those things.
And look how the commute that you have every day. So this car, maybe it's not the prettiest, but it's sure.
Hey, it works. And that's what I say.
That's all we need.
Yeah. I look at it and just go, God bless him. Sticking with it.
Maybe that's a Spokane thing. Maybe you'd have to go, like, if you're in Bellevue, you can't pull that off.
You can't drive that?
No.
Yeah, maybe they just don't let you in the parking lot. They're like, no.
You don't work here. Get out of here.
They have these hierarchies. They're like, nope, sorry.
But here?
Yeah.
That's all good.
We don't care.
That car's been through 3 kids and been paid off for over a decade. Let's go.
You're still driving it through the automatic car wash.
That's look at that. Yeah. The paint's actually coming off as I go through.
They say, do you want me to move your mirrors?
Nah,
it don't matter. Let them fall off.
Move them? They don't move. What are you talking about?
That's true.
Somebody asked me, said something about my backup camera. And I was like, are you looking at the car? A backup camera?
Yeah, we don't have one of those.
It's right here. It's called the rear view mirror.
I'm like, what are you saying? There's like 7 lights on the dashboard and they're all on. I don't even know. I'm not sure anymore. So, no backup camera.
It's a beauty.
It is.
I like it.
Somebody offered me, my son was buying a vehicle and we had that car. And we're like, well, it's kind of a spare, you know, just in case, whatever. And they go, so I said, hey, just out of curiosity, if I traded that in, what would you give me?
Oh, boy.
You want to take a guess what he said?
A grand.
Kevin?
I'll say $500.
Steve?
You owe me money.
$200.
Oh, really?
$200.
I go, bro, there's like $300 worth of tires on that thing. Yeah. So, I don't think so.
It is certainly where it's worth more to me than anybody else.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, Steve, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
people
guys.
There's multiple people now that are saying Steve should be on more, including someone who said, you know, you guys should just call it Hawktober.
Ooh.
And then just, have him on all the time.
Hawktober.
But see, Steve has a real job, and this carves out a pretty good
chunk
of
this is the best part of my day.
Ditto. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. World. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So you have Daniel Tiger running in the background to try to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Kevin James.
The music is wonderful. The voices are wonderful. And it'll do it. And the worst thing that can happen is you stay awake and you learn a lesson.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Roberta has texted in a picture of organic sprouted pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
With sea salt. That look
Sounds
amazing.
Great.
Yeah, it looks amazing. So, Steve, I know you like baking those pumpkin seeds, so get on that.
What?
What?
Kevin's.
What is wrong with him?
Clip of the day.
I mean, he said he liked baking pumpkin seeds.
He said he liked baking pumpkin seeds.
Clearly said that on the air.
You said you like baking pumpkin seeds.
I don't think I ever said that.
We just talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it.
What? You did.
I said we did it as a family.
And I said, "Do you like doing that?" And you said, "Yeah."
Did I?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine.
He liked somebody else doing it, I think is what he's trying to say.
He seemed excited about it.
Yeah. Well, I would do it. Yeah, sure. I'll do it. Okay.
I mean, you'll wrap Kevin's leg, but you won't bake pumpkin seeds? That seems silly.
That's where I draw a line.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm better than a pumpkin seed. Well, we had a little trouble today with the clip of the day because for some reason my TikTok is not loading any of the videos that I've saved. They're just coming up as a blank. And so that was sad. So then I was like, oh, I'm going to go through these
probably
other ones.
The government.
I have plenty on Instagram or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, when I sent Steve, he's like, we did this on August 19th. And I'm like, you expect me to remember?
Wow, that's impressive, Steve.
I thought we had already... I was wondering if we had done it, but it looked like we hadn't. So I was like, oh, I'll send that to him. And then this story, I know I told you guys, like through my own mouth.
Okay.
I shared this story with you, but we've never played the clip.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And it's a group of, man, who all is in the video, Steve? It's Norm MacDonald, the late, great Norm MacDonald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks
There's
like.
Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. David Spade?
Yep, looks like him.
And I don't know who else is in there.
I think Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider. That would make sense. Okay, so they're all on some sort of show. Which show is it?
Well, there's a Conan coffee mug on the table. So
Conan it is. They're on with Conan.
Very smart,
and they're
Steve.
Chatting it up, and Norm MacDonald tells a story about him being on Saturday Night Live for the first time.
That night is the first night I ever met Farley. It was your first night on the show.
We all sat around and watched you. We were cheering you on, buddy.
And Farley, he took me. He never met me before in his life, you know. And he took me back. He said, I got to tell you a secret about SNL.
Oh, yeah.
He took me all the way to the back in the Mohawk.
Like the wood. This is the wood.
No, within the...
The hotel, right?
In the hotel. And he secreted me into this room, and he locked it, and he made sure it wasn't bugged and everything. He said, I got a secret to you. I was very... honored to have this. And then his secret was, he said, this doesn't go past these walls. Pat is a woman!
Oh, man, that's also funny, all those guys that were on Saturday Night Live together. So it was Adam Sandler's first night, I guess.
That had to be crazy.
Norm was already on the show, yeah. And then Farley went and told him, that amazing secret.
I love the setup, the extra long setup.
Oh, yeah.
To have the payoff. That's just ridiculous. That's beautiful.
And when I told the story, it was funny.
Absolutely.
But when they tell
yeah.
a story
yeah.
and they're all laughing, it's a lot better. A lot better.
You did it justice, one. Though.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Chris Farley movie, Steve? I mean, I know Jay does.
Probably. Tommy Boy?
I mean, hard to argue.
It's a great choice. Yeah. It is a great choice. Do you feel like you've seen most of his movies?
Probably not. I mean, okay. I've seen a good amount, but I don't know.
I mean, Tommy Boy is hard to go against.
I don't think I could. Yeah, I don't think I could go against it.
Oh, is that your number one?
Yeah, I just don't think I could go against it.
I mean, would you consider, I mean, it's not really his movie, though, but Billy Madison.
I mean, yeah, he's great there, yeah.
Yeah, just not a big enough role,
right?
Yeah,
Doyle rules.
Wasn't he? He was supposed to be Shrek, right?
I didn't know that.
I think he was.
That might be true. Yeah,
I think he was about to be, and then
was that right? Was that right before he passed away, or was that?
I think so.
Okay, all right.
That's interesting because Rob Lowe was talking the other day in an interview about how they were asking him. You know, when you're doing certain things, do you know how great it's going to be?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I think people have been asking that one lately, Kevin, yeah. And I love the answers because so many of them are like, we didn't know, you know, fill in the blank was going to be, we thought it was going to be terrible.
Right.
I love that.
He, and they were asking him about Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
Because, of course, he is in Tommy Boy, and
yep.
he's very funny in there. And he goes, man, it wasn't that we knew it was going to be great. He goes, we just knew we were having a really good time.
Right.
And he said, right. And the good time we hope would translate to an audience, but we didn't expect it to become, you know, the cult favorite that
it
is.
Oh, yeah, it's just classic.
And he said, the one movie that I remember working on and thinking, oh, boy, this is different. This is a different level. And he said that was Austin Powers.
Yeah.
When he was doing Austin Powers, and he said, I'm standing in a room with Mike Myers, and Mike Myers is dressed as a fat bad word.
Yes.
And he is doing the thing where little mini-me comes out.
Yes.
And he goes, not on the script.
Of course not.
Not at all.
Right.
He just goes, hey, that's a little baby. He goes, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby. Chili's baby back ribs.
Yeah, it just
he
starts
said, that's
riffing.
All ad-lib. And yeah. He goes, you just, that whole movie, you just knew, okay, I'm working with comedic genius right now.
And to their credit, you know, you just let them go.
Yes.
Just let them riff, and if it doesn't work, oh, well.
Yeah, we'll cut that out.
Yeah, just leave it out, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. It made me realize also how funny the Austin Powers movies were, and it's been too long since I've seen them.
I just am curious when, like, if you're, it would be difficult if you're in the scene, you know, to hold your character.
Yes.
If someone is doing that and you realize that's not in the script, but I'm going to try to stay in character because I don't want to be the guy that ruins it.
It's what Rob Lowe says is his greatest acting ability. He said, I will not break.
That's awesome. That's hard to do.
He goes, because I just think it's so amazing that they're doing it. I respect it so much that I don't want to ruin the scene.
Absolutely, because if you just lose it, it's over. You know, it's like you can keep riffing all you want. It's not going to be in the movie.
That is a good ability to have, because not me. I would be losing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how can you help that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like what type of training?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, some people are professionals. I just even imagine like the directors and stuff trying to not laugh loud so that they don't ruin the take.
Snickering in the background.
Exactly. Cut that out.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Come on, boo louder.
Did you really?
I'm like, let me have it. That's not loud enough. I want to hear you. Boo me as loud as you can.
Kevin James.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me hear it.
You know what? That's a good way to fix it.
Yeah, 650 kids booed me.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing. What are we doing?
I know. Steve has started to wrap my leg, and sorry, I forgot we weren't all the way done with the show yet. And so, do you want to hear Steve do it live?
Total pro. Rap? No. Well, I'd want to hear Steve rap. I just don't want to hear him, you know, yes. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, he's rapping?
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to hear.
Or he wants you to rap.
Yeah, that I would love. Him wrapping your leg with a gauze bandage or a ace bandage? Nah.
Okay, so you don't want this on it. Do you want me to beatbox while he is wrapping
while
my
he's
leg?
Wrapping your leg? Well, that would be better because at least there's audio. See, I don't know if that, you know, the other part works.
Oh, there can be audio. I make a lot of noises when people wrap my leg. Like, ooh. Ow, ouch, ouch, ouch. Not there. Please don't touch there.
Huh.
Please don't touch there, Steve. And then I'll be like,
I don't know that there's a lot of entertainment value there.
Too loose.
Yeah.
Make it a little tighter.
Hmm.
I don't know if I like this.
Final thoughts.
I didn't know the show wasn't over yet.
Now he's leaving.
Oh.
Bye, Kevin. I'll do it later. It's fine.
Oh, boy.
Maybe.
What a great day for you.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, Steve, final thought.
Shut that door pretty hard.
Yeah, he did. He's angry.
So I don't know if this is real or not, but I have a little bit of audio from either the actual Chris Farley doing Shrek or maybe this is some sort of, I don't know.
Could be fake is what you're saying.
Fake.
Yeah.
But, oh boy. Is he okay?
Hey, it's fine.
Okay. Would you like me to play this?
I would. I would actually love to hear it. Yeah.
So I don't know if this is real or not, but it's
or if
what
this
I
this is
found.
Somebody doing an impression of Farley doing a Shrek.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Oh, this is another one of those onion things.
No, this is one of those drop it and leave me alone things.
Well, why don't you want to talk about it?
Why do you want to talk about it?
Why are you answering the question with a question?
Why are you asking questions I don't want to answer?
Why are you blocking?
I'm not blocking.
Then why do you have problems expressing your wants?
I don't. I want you to shut up. See? No problem.
You're just displacing your anger.
Believe me, it's properly placed.
You're really mad at whoever did this to you.
No one did anything to me.
Yes. Someone hurt you so bad. Someone hurt you many years ago.
Leave my parents out of this.
Breakthrough.
So it goes on a little bit. But
yeah, I mean,
you got the idea.
It sounds like him.
Is that actually Farley?
I don't know. He
sounded like it.
It really did, yeah.
I mean, that's what the video says.
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, you said that he was potentially going to be in the movie. That's... It's interesting because when you hear it, it doesn't really work for you.
Because you're so
like,
used
that
to
sounds
it.
Like Chris Farley.
Right.
Not Shrek.
So Farley died in 97?
Yeah, it says on the internet, and, you know, whatever.
The internet's never lied.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
It says, before Mike Myers took the role of the big green ogre Shrek, funny man Chris Farley was set to voice the character. Newly surfaced audio tapes, the late comedian can be heard voicing the popular character prior to his 97 death, along with Eddie Murphy, who voices Donkey.
Weird. I mean, it's possible. Shrek didn't come out till 2001, so it seems like that would have been a long time to wait. But
yeah. Well, maybe, I mean,
anything's possible.
Being in the works. And also, Jay, you got to remember how long those animated movies
they take a minute.
Took to make, especially probably back then.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, this is showing, like, in the video, it shows, like, the drawing, like, sketched out
sure,
type of situation.
Sure, like, very early on.
Yeah, yeah. So, and, like, that's animated interesting. That way. So,
huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
Or not
one thing that you could not replace, Donkey.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, my gosh, he's too good.
Yeah, once you hear him doing it, there's nobody else that could do it.
No.
It's just, I would hate to be the one to try to step in.
Yeah, that would be tough.
It would probably be Ryan Seacrest.
Final.
Why not? He needs to fill in for everything.
Yeah. He needs the work, really.
Last night I watched him, you know, and he's casual. He's good at that stuff. And then he goes, the one lady, I mean, if she bought a vowel, she would get the puzzle. And she's thinking, she's contemplating. He's like, well, and so he goes, you can buy a vowel or spin. And she's thinking, and he goes, there is only one vowel left. And so then she's like, well, yeah, I'll just buy the vowel. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, that was a pretty big hint.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't pick up on that, are the other contestants like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I mean, did she guess the right one?
Well, there was only one left.
Oh, yeah, there was only one vowel
yeah,
left.
Yeah, but did she,
too. Oh,
did okay, she get okay. it right?
And then once the U popped in and populated into the puzzle, it was very obvious what it was. And as they go to break, he goes, oh, I just wanted to make sure you had all your options. And you can hear him saying it in the background. Yeah. I was like, oh, all right. Cheater. Anyway, Kevin.
He's
to
a
you.
Cheater.
Yeah, cheater pants.
Well, I apologize about the whole leg thing there, Jay. I really did lose track of time.
I just wanted to use the bathroom. I come back and you're like in there all. I was like, what just happened?
Well, and the problem was I sat next to Steve. Mm-hmm. And
that was a problem for
I
Steve.
Realized, well, this is, I'm going to show him now. So I propped my leg up on his lap, and I said, here it is, and this is where I need it fixed. And he was like, oh, okay. The only thing I'm worried about is with him redoing the Ace bandage, which, again, is three layers above the wound.
Right.
So there's no worries, folks. It's not going to be gross.
Right.
And he shakes so much, dude.
He does.
I don't know how he's going to be able to do it.
Oh, come on. Grow up.
Okay.
Grow up.
You know what? In my face, Steve, I will grow up and I will let you do it.
Come on, grow up.
Grow up.
Wait, what?
Not sure what that
means. Come on, grow up.
I don't know. It felt right.
Yeah. I loved it. I like you talking back.
Yeah, he's. You know why? He's been hanging around Steve Hawk, and you know what they say about Steve Hawk?
Oh, jeez.
Valley tough guy.
Valley tough guy passing it on.
Yeah. You know, he's flexing on Steve in there. I now have realized, and I didn't, not like I didn't know, but I really started paying attention. I basically am wearing the same pants to work every day.
The exact same pair?
Uh-huh.
Big boy pants?
Yeah. And this is why. I have more than one pair of jeans, but these jeans are by far the most comfortable.
Oh, yeah. You know, we all have that,
I think. And out of chairs all the time, blah, blah, blah. And I thought to myself, self, why am I wearing jeans that are less comfortable just because I wore these jeans yesterday? Well, who cares? Is somebody tracking
that? Nobody, no.
So, you know, I just wear them, and then when it's time to wash them, I'll wash them, dry them, put them back on, I'm ready to go the next day. And I'm like, well, I literally am just wearing one pair of pants now.
It's impressive.
Is it?
Yeah. You know you're comfortable every day. That's what I like about it.
At least
it.
I'm like, well, the other ones were like, you know, so-so. Some are like, they're too tight, those, or they got a hole in them or whatever. I'm
man, I got that with underwear right now where I bought some new ones, and luckily they're pretty good, but some other ones that...
Just get rid of them,
They
man.
Don't fit quite right, and they feel like they're always kind of sliding down in the back, and I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
that's
my
terrible.
Gosh. Can I please... So, yeah, I have been getting rid of them slowly but surely.
And when you get rid of underwear, like when you get rid of jeans or like t-shirt, sweatshirt, you donate them someplace?
Yeah.
But with underwear, you just throw them out.
This time I did.
Oh, boy.
Did I tell you what I did before I moved here?
No.
So,
well, yeah, you worked in radio. Why?
Well, yeah, very good. So I had a lot of stuff that I could throw out, right?
Sure, that makes sense.
And some clothes that didn't fit me anymore.
Right.
So I gave...
too tall.
I gave my coworker some of my old clothes that didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, I'll give it to my fifth grade son.
Oh.
And grow into it.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Awesome.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All righty, that's a show got to go on the way out. We've got some tickets to the Hayden Haunt Pub Crawl, which is going to be on Saturday the 12th. 21 or older, please. If you're interested in those, you can call right now and get those tickets, 509-441-0999. Guys, we should do it again tomorrow.
It's a Wednesday, a Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Thursday. God,
what are you doing?
I honestly thought it was Tuesday today.
Well, what a bonus for you then.
I know, yeah, it really, but then it was also like stressed me out that like, whoa.
I hope you didn't have anything that you were supposed to do.
One day closer to the weekend.
I hope you didn't have anything you were supposed to do on Tuesday. It appears you've missed it.
No, I did not, obviously.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.